The Guardian.
Alemano comes from a strong far-right tradition. He was the national youth leader of the old MSI, the neo-fascist party that saw itself as the heir to the traditions of Benito Mussolini, Italy's wartime dictator. He is married to the daughter of a die-hard neo-fascist, Pino Rauti, who, with his daughter indeed, stood out against the attempts to move the party into an area where it would become more politically and electorally acceptable. That was the reformed National Alliance of Gianfranco Fini. Alemano went along with that, but always remained on the critical wing of the new party, somebody who believed in a more ideological approach, a less compromising approach, and that seems to be what's paid off in Rome.
It's quite surprising to people outside Italy to see people from the far right achieve mainstream political success. How common is something like that in Italy?
This really is a departure from anything that we have seen before. Last night there were scenes at the Campidoglio here in Rome, the Campidoglio being the square designed by Michelangelo, which is in front of what is now the City Hall. Scenes of people chanting Duce, Duce, which is the old title taken by Mussolini. There were straight arm salutes and there was much firing off of coloured flares that are used in stadiums. Despite the efforts by some people to calm down the crowd, the impression was of a far right wing rally. When Alemano takes over, we don't know whether he is going to put into effect such a right-wing approach. He has, in fact, said he wants to be the mayor of all Romans, but there is no doubt that what we've seen here in Rome is a tectonic shift to the right.
And the icing on the cake for the newly elected Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi.
Yes, he now has, as you say, an extraordinary victory to add to the one that he himself scored only 2 weeks ago. But he also, I think, has a problem because the hard right, if I can call it that, both in the north and the centre of the country, may prove to be hotter to handle than he would like. He now has an overtly anti-immigrant party baying for stronger security measures up in the north. That's the Northern League, led by Umberto Bossi, which, by the way, holds the key to his majority in Parliament. Meanwhile, here in the centre, and perhaps stretching off down to the south, you have a resurgent post-fascist party, which also is running very high on a law and order programme.
And another disaster, obviously, for the centre-left. I mean, Walter Veltroni lost the general election to Silvio Berlusconi. He was the previous mayor of Rome.
That's right. This doesn't say very much about the way that Romans viewed his policies in the city. And I think also he made a disastrous miscalculation because he selected as his candidate for mayor the man who'd preceded him and who'd run the city for many years before, Francesco Rutelli. I think that part of the vote for Alemano was a vote by people who said, no, we're not going to have imposed on us yet another tired old face. There is a lot of feeling at the moment in Italy that something new is required, and to recycle a man who's already twice been mayor of the city and to tell the voters he's the only thing that you have an alternative was almost asking for defeat.
John Hooper, many thanks. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.